The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Wednesday, March 9th, and it's a wahoo, wahoo emergency podcast. Such an emergency that John Breach is even here on a Wednesday. He has it in his contract. He won't work on Wednesdays. It's somehow the weirdest thing about you.
If the Bengals won the Super Bowl on a Wednesday, Breach would not show up to talk about it.
The one clause is that if a baby signs off on me showing up, she heard Carson Wentz got traded and she said, "Get out of here, Dad, go podcast."
That's right. Carson Wentz traded to the Washington Commanders. Just when we recorded a podcast with Sully, that'll be up there. And of course, we're live on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. Hit the smash that like button if you're watching and let us know. How many wins do you think the Commanders end up with Carson Wentz? Let us know in the chat. The Colts traded Carson Wentz. They get a 2022, this is via Adam Schefter, terms of the trade, 2022 third round pick, a 2023 third round pick that can become a second round pick if Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, right.
And contract.
And a 2022 second round pick. The Commanders get Carson Wentz and a 2022 second round pick. So presumably the second round pick the Colts will be getting is better or higher.
They seem like they're probably in the same area in the draft board, right? I imagine not too much difference between the picks.
Yeah, they're probably pretty close. By the way, so Debo, of course, Debo's in the office, which will be fun. He's going to be losing. Oh, Debo on video.
We got Debo.
Yeah, you might as well just be on video for this.
Look at that. He's got his zip up, zip down. He's cutting loose for this conversation.
Is this your
Debo used to be Carson Wentz's number one fan. I'd like to know where he falls now.
All right.
Used to be.
I was going
to
say.
Oh.
He's the only remaining human being on planet Earth who still backs Carson Wentz. Debo, is this your first day back in the office?
No, I've been in a little bit, but I'm going to try to temper myself here. There's bosses over my right shoulder. Like, I feel like I might get animated on this one, particularly directed towards Ryan Wilson off of some comments he made yesterday, some comments before the show today. I feel like I might get a little upset on this one. I'm going to be probably unbearable in the Wentz defense case, but let's chat about
Debo,
it.
Debo, let me ask Debo a question quickly. When was the last time?
Before you ask Debo a question, I want to point something out.
Okay, go ahead. It's your podcast.
The Philadelphia Eagles traded Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts.
Correct.
They received a second round pick that became a first round pick as a result of Carson Wentz playing X number of snaps. Carson Wentz has moved on to a new team before the Eagles have even made that selection. Like, that's how poorly this went for the Colts. They didn't. Yes, go ahead.
Everything I'm about to say, like, the Eagles 100% won that trade. Howie Roseman looks like a genius after a couple seasons or a couple of drafts of bad decisions. That is an A+ and probably extends Howie's tenure a little bit. That is an absolute win. So there's no denying that from my end.
Washington Super Bowl odds. This a cataclysmic shift. before the Carson Wentz trade, 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now,
oh boy,
50-1.
All right, so let me sort out the
good value
with the Brinson tweet that is Carson Wentz really an upgrade over Taylor Heineke.
He thinks
right.
He is.
You got that right, Breach. Wilson thought I was being like. Straight
you say a lot of stupid stuff. Here, let me clarify the draft pick compensation here. So the 2022 second round pick that the Commanders are getting is pick 47. The second round pick that's going back the other way is pick 42 for the Colts. So they're improving five spots. The Colts are in that regard. And then what's the other pick? 2022 third round pick that the Colts are getting is pick number 73. So now the Colts have pick 73 as well as pick 82. So I don't know. Like, you have 2 seconds and two, or a second and a couple thirds next year's first. If you want to make a play on a quarterback, because I don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be.
Well, the part of this trade that blows my mind that you just mentioned, Wilson, is that they are exchanging second round picks in this year's draft. So the Commanders are getting a second round pick for this year. The Colts are also getting a second round pick for this year. And so it's like they had this trade set up, and the Colts are like, you know what? We want to do one more thing. We want to move up five spots in the second round this year. Otherwise, we're not going to okay this. And Washington, how desperate do you have to be? You've already sent them a third round pick, possibly a second round pick for 2023. And now you're like, fine, we'll sign off. You can move up five spots in the second round this year from 47 to 42.
Let me ask Debo some probing questions, because I don't know how long he can support Carson Wentz when he's slapped about the face with the facts. All right, here's the list, Debo. If you're Washington football team, now known as the Commodores, whatever they call themselves, I don't know what it is.
Commanders.
Who cares?
I prefer WFT, by the way.
Here's the list that of quarterbacks you can afford under the salary cap. We'll do the salary cap magic. If you're this team that whose name I can't remember, you can have Jameis. You can have, what'd you say?
Geno Smith. Just to be clear, if you don't get that reference, go back to yesterday's episode.
Huge Geno Smith.
Ryan called Geno Smith a top 10 quarterback and Carson Wentz the 64th best quarterback in the league.
That sounds about right.
What was the other one we were ranking? It was preposterous.
Colt McCoy and Drew Lock.
This is Drew Lock, Geno Smith, and Carson Wentz. And Wilson was like dead serious and like adamant that like Carson was the third best.
All right, we'll find out together.
He took the current versions of Brady Quinn and Danny Cannell ahead of Carson.
Ho, ho, ho! Up high, down hard!
All right, if you're the...
Well, let me ask you guys this question, seriously.
Let me ask this question first. Just let me get it out.
You're in the office, huh?
I didn't know Wilson didn't ask the question yet.
They were too busy dunking all over me, Breach.
The corpses of Brady Quinn and Danny Cannell.
Jameis is my first answer. Jameis over Carson.
Jameis, Mitchell, Jimmy G, or Carson. If you're watching, rank those guys in terms of the guys you want.
Carson's last.
Jameis, Jimmy, Carson, Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky was getting the same treatment from this entire crew last year, and he was the laughing stock as his Bears tenure ended.
So
I don't understand this just immense leap that we saw from Mitchell Trubisky while being a backup to Josh Allen this year. So
desperation.
I feel like my list is reasonable. Jameis, right. Jimmy G, Carson.
Okay, Mitch. I can hear that. All right, go ahead, Breach.
What I was going to say is that, so last offseason, Washington signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, obviously was dealing with a hip injury. Let's add him to that. If you're Washington, would you rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick or Carson Wentz?
Fitzpatrick, I feel like he's done. Like, I don't think he's done. He didn't play one single snap last year.
I would rather have the poo-poo platter of Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, and whoever else, plus my draft picks, than Carson Wentz.
What about this, Debo? What about the concern that the issues aren't physical with Carson, that he's not a great teammate?
Ooh.
Seems valid. I think there's been some sources around the Colts that have dispelled that, but if it adds up in Philly and Indy, then there's probably some truth to that. But I'll just get this out of the way. You know, after week 16 on this podcast, the Colts have a great win against the Cardinals. Carson makes some elite throws in the fourth quarter. We have the conversation where he stacks up in the league, and we pinned him at 15 or 16 at that time after week 16. We were talking about him around Kirk Cousins and around Matt Ryan and around Jimmy G. He gets COVID, doesn't really play great, plays pretty bad week 18, doesn't get them to the playoffs, but I feel like that just final 2 weeks flip the entire narrative, and rightfully so, because there's no excuse in losing to the Jaguars. I've said that before, but we had the conversation after week 16 where we put him right in the middle of the pack between like 14 and 16, and then everything changed in those final 2 weeks against the Raiders and the Jags.
This is an extremely useful time for Debo to be the only one who remembers anything from that happened before on this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I believe it.
Sure, that sounds about right, Debo.
Saturday night versus the Cards.
I do actually. I mean, yeah, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, I think, and just you pointed out, you're like, Carson Wentz was average, not like he was not terrible. It's the losing to the Jaguars, the way the season ended, the way that Jim Irsay responded, and the way that, you know, Chris Ballard was bitter, and understandably bitter, that not bitter, sorry. I think he was upset at himself that he allowed Frank Reich to talk him into Carson Wentz.
Well, we don't know that.
That happened.
Okay.
Frank Reich said,
yeah.
He said, Chris, or B, whatever he calls him. He said, look, that we can make this work with Wentz. I can make this work. And Chris Ballard took a leap of faith. I do think it's like if they'd kept Carson Wentz and missed the playoffs again, that I think you it would have really created some major issues in Indianapolis. I think with to Debo's point, though, yes, the final 2 weeks of the season, missing the playoffs by losing to the Jaguars in Jacksonville when you were probably minus, I don't know, minus 1,000 to make the playoffs. That was guaranteed. Just go win right. Jacksonville.
I mean, they were favored by 15.5 that game.
They were? I was going to try to read. I thought it was going to be like minus 5.5 or something because they were sort of wishy-washy.
Oh, your Steelers odds that day were 2% entering at that least. Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If they make the playoffs, Carson, this trade isn't happening.
No, everybody thought that, you know, there was a point in the season where the Colts were one of the strongest contenders, not because of Carson Wentz, but because of Jonathan Taylor playing like an MVP. But the season went in such waves. Like, I think we can admit, you know, Carson Wentz had no ankles for the first 3 weeks of the season. They went 0-3. They went on a 6-game winning streak. They lost that Monday night game to Baltimore that they should have won. This team kind of was up and down. It just started really poorly, ended poorly, and that's why he's on a different team.
But also, let's not forget that Jim Irsay literally called him out without calling him out about his vaccination status. So, and regardless of how you feel about that, when your owner is calling you out publicly, that is not a good sign. And then after the playoffs, back in January, Irsay tweeted, hey, it's pretty clear. Literally, his tweet was, you can see clear as day in the final 8 NFL team playoffs. You need a QB and an offense who can score 30 or more to win in this league. And
by the way,
so when you're listing the QB as a specific problem in a tweet that is from January 25th of this year, that's a sign that Jim Irsay doesn't really want you around.
Wait, what did it have to do with his vaccination status?
Oh, well, he complained about that. That's he's basically not a good leader because he's not willing to follow take the easier NFL protocols that came with getting vaccinated.
Also,
that was like preseason breach, right? That those first Irsay comments around vaccination around preseason.
Right. Irsay wasn't siding either way. He was just saying, look, our life is going to be a lot easier if our quarterback is vaccinated because he wouldn't have to follow all the protocols.
Also, it's proven medically that if you're vaccinated, you can't turn both your ankles at the exact same time, which seems impossible. How do you do that?
That doesn't seem real. By the way, I was going to point out the scheduling portions of this. I was too busy reading funny tweets. I got distracted. Carson Wentz will play the Philadelphia Eagles twice and play the Colts in Indianapolis next year with Washington. So there's some major revenge game factor playing into this.
Yeah, Eagles were already obviously scheduled to play the AFC South next year. So we're going to get one matchup with Carson Wentz, now get two. I mean, I feel like one of those games he is going to throw 3 picks and Darius Slay is going to take one to the house. And the other game he's going to ball out and Eagles fans are going to be like, oh, look at this.
Do you think that he'll be bothered walking into Philadelphia having to see that Nick Foles statue?
Stop. It's so overblown.
If I were the Eagles.
He played well for 2 years with that statue there and then blew up in 2020. He walked by that statue every day in 2018 and 2019 and played fine. It just all of a sudden click for him in 2020. Nick Foles.
It finally drove him insane. It's having to see it over and over again, realizing that he was rooting against the Eagles in the 2017 Super Bowl. I mean, it's not chicken soup for the soul. Let's just put it that way.
Throwback reference.
Yeah. I would pay so much money. The Eagles would sign Nick Foles and start him against Carson Wentz.
I think Jalen Hurts will be fine against Carson Wentz.
I think the crazy thing is that Washington went from offering 3 first round picks for Russell Wilson to plan B, which is, you know, Carson Wentz. The Broncos went from Aaron Rodgers to Russell Wilson or Russell Wilson. That was their plan A and their plan B. Washington's plan A and plan B was Russell Wilson and I give up on 2022.
What was plan C, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. It was signing Jameis Winston, having him play with his torn ACL.
Cardboard cut out of Joe Theismann. I mean, I don't know what's what's below. Sorry, Debo.
I mean, Brinson, it's a fair, just the mental toughness, the mental part of the game is obviously a huge flaw for Carson Wentz. I don't know how much that I can't take Brian right now. I'm going to boot him off his show.
I had coffee in my mouth and Debo's passive aggressively and very politely ducking all over Carson Wentz's mental.
Clearly not the perfect quarterback. I recognize that. But when we throw him at the bottom of the league, that's where I'm like, this is too much.
Wow. So as a result of this deal, actually, tell you what, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll tell you how much cap space the Colts now have. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I just saw Stephen Holder tweet this. Stephen Holder, the great writer for The Athletic, and actually added a holy bleep on the end of his tweet. The Colts are now going to have $70 million in cap space. That is insane. Because Washington is reportedly is taking on the entirety of Carson Wentz's deal. Like, this is a good trade by the Colts, right? We all, I mean, like, you maybe you get a little bit more if you have to take some of the money.
This is so crazy in terms of the one-wayness of how this trade feels that you wonder if Dan Snyder, something's about to come down with Washington and they're trying to divert
our attention. Overshadow it.
Yeah. Because I don't know what the math is on this, where this makes sense.
Well, and if you're the Colts, and this is the thing I tweet out, was that the Colts would literally rather have no quarterback than have Carson Wentz. Because, look, they can be in the Jimmy Garoppolo market or be thinking about signing Mitchell Trubisky or whatever, but those people aren't Colts players right now, and you don't know you're going to be able to trade for Jimmy. You don't know you're going to win a free agent bidding war for these other guys. So you are literally saying, we are fine with having no one Carson Wentz.
They have Sam Ellinger and someone named James Morgan.
FAU's James Morgan, who
I literally don't know who James Morgan is.
FIU, right?
FIU, thank you.
Our junior draft analyst is because he had the wrong Florida.
Debo is now by proxy the junior draft analyst.
I missed one letter. Let's be real.
I'm just saying, he looks a lot like Robert Mays. Huh. Anyway.
I mean, that's damning, I think, for Carson Wentz, because just the fact, like, you know, the Seahawks did the same thing and have no one in place, but their roster is what it is. The Colts roster is in a much better position than the Seahawks, and they're going in with no quarterback. So that's a tough look.
So Debo is the guy that has to testify in front of Congress when he knows every answer he's going to, every question we ask, he's going to have to admit that something terrible happened, and he has to do it with a smile on his face. And he's doing that. I give him credit. Like, he's like, yeah, we did blow up that village, but we didn't mean to. Carson Wentz is dog doo-doo.
I feel like I've been fair this entire time. I've been consistent and fair.
How many games do the Washington Commanders win with Carson Wentz as their quarterback? They won 7 last year with Taylor Heineke. Are they going to win more than that?
Seven was the number that jumped out at me. 7 or 8.
So they gave up all the draft picks to not get better.
Yeah, I mean, is there like a certainty that Carson, I know there's the 70% threshold, but like, just like last, I mean, Ryan, I think, went a little overboard last year. He thought like Jacob Eason had a chance to start week one for the Colts. But
I may have missed all that one.
Like, Carson Wentz, definitely week one for the Commanders.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is definitely starting week one.
Okay.
I think so.
You make this, if you're Washington, I mean, Ron Rivera made it very clear that they wanted to go find a veteran quarterback to play for Washington this year. If you give up this for Carson Wentz, you are starting Carson Wentz.
And you can still draft one in the first round. Maybe that's the plan.
I don't think they will.
And Brenton, you mentioned the Colts side of the salary cap. Our boy JP Finley, friend of the podcast, I believe, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely big friend of the podcast.
Real life friend, JP Finley.
He points out that the Commanders had $33 million in cap space going into free agency. That's now down to $5 million because Carson Wentz is going to account for $28 million.
All right, they're going to restructure that. They have to redo his deal.
Well, if you're the way Carson Wentz, I heard he's a little selfish, so he might not be willing to.
You have to give Carson Wentz an extension now. That's what has to happen.
Oh, that's even worse. You're just sign it in blood. You're done, Washington.
I mean, I didn't expect to find myself having to pick between the Eagles and Cowboys for NFC East team that I would be backing this year, but here we are.
Hey, Breach, is a fan of perpetually
losing
bottom
teams.
Yes, thank you. That's the way to put it. Who feels worse? Who should feel worse today? The Seahawks or Washington fans?
I would think Seahawks fans, because they're used to success. So they've been riding high for so long, and now they just crash and burn. This is just another day in the life of a Washington fan. If your owner's not being accused of crazy stuff, if you're not going one and done in the playoffs, if you had to deal with Kirk Cousins tag for multiple years, Jay Gruden circus, there's just one thing after another for that franchise. So I do feel a little bit sorry for Commanders fans, but this is what you signed up for. This is what you get. Since Daniel Snyder has owned that team, this is just a giant circus, and it's another day in the circus.
Yeah, no, I think that's right.
Of all the teams to trade for him, I mean, like, obviously, I hate
prayers up to EK.
Oh no, that's right, I forgot our boss, our pal EK, Eric K, Commanders fan, all Commanders fan. I mean, let me see if I can find somebody. Let's see if it's readable on this. I got a text. You have to be bleeping kidding me. ... Wince. ... Bleeping Wentz. And then, like, this is from and something about
looking. Is that from Ron Rivera?
No, this is from my buddy Scholes, who lives in Raleigh and is a big WFT Commanders fan. But he made something about the tallest building in Raleigh. I mean, it's like, Washington fans are not happy about this. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I get that. Would you agree that the narrative around Wentz has exceeded his actual play at this point? And like,
Oh yeah.
It's easy to jump on. I get that. Yeah. But he's like the whole narrative.
He's basically Blake Bortles at this point.
No, he's worse. Like, Blake Bortles is probably, I think the vaccination thing had a lot to do with it. And I'm
saying that he's a worse quarterback than Blake Bortles?
No, I'm not saying he's a worse quarterback, but I think the blowback has been worse on him than Blake. Like, no one cares about Blake Bortles. Like, even in Jacksonville, like, yeah, Jacksonville sucks. I get it. He's not Ben Roethlisberger, which is what he's compared to coming out. I think Carson Wentz, I don't know if he's brought it all on himself, but the vaccination stuff, and I think people were soured to that. And then when he wasn't playing well, and I don't know, was he pouty towards the end? I feel like he's sort of pouty towards the end in Philadelphia, and maybe.
Well, I think the whole thing was, if anybody wants like some insight into what kind of leader Carson Wentz is, you just go back and watch. We literally have a whole in-season Hard Knocks that the Colts were in, and he doesn't come across as a Tom Brady type off the field, you know, just kind of the Buccaneers players before that Super Bowl. Tom Brady was so fired up. There's no way we were going to lose. And you definitely don't hear that from Carson Wentz's team.
I didn't see the behind the scenes thing. What was your impression of Carson Wentz?
not that I would want him as my starting quarterback.
Oh, okay. And Breach loves everybody. So that.
And I was the one with Debo defending Carson Wentz after the Colts traded for him. I thought the Colts would be a Super Bowl contender. And then as kind of training camp went on and it just, man, he is not what he used to be. And I don't think Breach. He's ever going to get, if his number one fan, Frank Wright, gave up on him, I'm not sure how you can justify trading for him.
I don't think Frank Wright gave up on him. I think Frank Wright, Frank Reich's boss was like, I'm not going down with the Carson Wentz ship. I'm sorry. Like, this is not how I'm going down, Frank.
Like, Frank Reich knew what was up. Like,
you took, I mean, I really do. I mean, I agree. Like, the Carson Wentz thing has become, it's grown into, like, the level to which we, like, I'm just sitting here laughing at the idea of Carson Wentz getting
traded. And it's not just this podcast. I know I'm on it and I bring it upon myself, but it's nationally too. Like, this is it's Princeton's friends texting him. It's not just you guys.
Yeah. Twitter is having a field day right now making Carson Wentz jokes. And that's how it's going to be moving forward. But I think if Frank Reich ran the team, he would have been fine going with Wentz one more year. I think it's because Chris Ballard was just not going to get fired over backing Carson Wentz. And Jim Irsay was just in a spot where he's like, I want this guy out of here. I don't know that his teammates dislike him or anything like that. He's better than his reputation. Let's put it that way.
Why do you say that? What gives you that indicator? Breach,
we're treating him like he's...
Breach, who is the most optimistic person on planet Earth, says he watched the documentary and he's like, I wouldn't want that guy as my quarterback.
And I think Brinson's saying better than his reputation just on the field, like the reputation that he gets on social media.
Yeah. Like we're treating this like it's like it would be.
Well, I mean, he's falling to like an Andy Dalton level, except he's got the negative connotations that Andy Dalton didn't have, these off the field things that bother people, where you don't really want to measure franchise quarterback. But if you're stuck with them, you're like, we could do worse, but you probably don't want him.
If like Seattle had traded for him, I think
Seahawks fans would be irate.
Oh, furious, of course. I'm just saying, it's like, because it's Washington, it's like, really?
No, Washington is sort of a, like, they're middle of the road team. I don't have any feelings about them one way or another. It's a football team.
No, I just feel like they always do dumb
stuff. How do you think Terry McLaurin feels today?
Terrible.
They're like a top three most comical organization in the league, though. Like, in terms of talent, they might be in the middle of the pack, but they're up there with the
comedy Jets wise, they're number one.
Right.
Fair enough.
I get the combo here. I'll laugh at some memes after this podcast, too.
And the other part of this is the reason I think Frank Reich is one of the better coaches in the NFL is because of what we're about to see. He is going into his fifth season as the Colts coach. He is going to have his fifth week one starting quarterback, which is just bonkers.
Right?
His fifth, but I think it's the Colts.
Oh, right. So they had.
Because his first season was 2018, I think. Yeah. So we got 1 year of Andrew Luck. Then Jacoby Brissett in 2019, Rivers in 2020, Carson Wentz in 2021, and then now we'll be going with
Are you looking at the tweet, Breach? So you know who 2017 is?
No.
Oh, who was? Don't say
Luck
it.
Was injured. Was he injured the whole year?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
2017. I'll give you 4 million guesses.
I'll give you the school he played at. How about that?
Okay. It's the backup quarterback because Luck was injured. So
he played at Wisconsin.
And I'll give you his first name, Scott.
Tolzien.
I'll
give him that.
There's not many Scots in the NFL.
No, you got it right. You said Tolzien, but it's Tolzien. That's close enough.
I dropped this on. So like when we do HQ, I can use a soundboard. So like they're like, tell us
worst development ever.
They're like, who's your top free agent, Brinson? And I was like, well, I agree with Wilson that it's Armstead, but I want to talk about two defenders, Von Miller and
Tyron Matthew.
Like, Musso almost fell out.
He loved it.
They didn't know what to do. Wilson and Musso were
perplexed. No, I knew what to do. I said, take away that take away that button from Brinson. I forgot
what happened on the Wentz pod.
Yeah, that's right. Wentz makes me curse.
I thought it was going to be me, though.
So, you know, somebody said, I don't know which one of you guys it was, that Carson Wentz is almost certainly the week one starter. But do you think there's a competition? And is there any way Heineke wins it? Or do you just give Wentz the job?
Why wouldn't Heineke ball out in spring training and what's it called, training camp, and you'd be like, okay. I guess you have to start him because of what you've given up. But then we're having the conversation on week three. If he struggles, all right, when do we see Heinicke?
Well, because Heinicke went 7-8 last year. I mean,
Heinicke plays at some point next year.
I think Heinicke's better than Carson Wentz. Debo, is that too? is that crazy?
Yes. But it's
not crazy.
All right, Breach, what do you think?
I don't think it's crazy. I mean, he went 7-8 with a worse team. Carson Wentz had a much better roster top to bottom with the Colts and only won two more games. So I don't think that
it's not crazy.
I think they're probably closer, not accurate, than,
but it's not crazy.
Wait a second. It's not accurate. What is it?
I mean, oh man, they're pretty close in DVOA. 16 to 22nd. I mean, Wentz is probably better.
This much better.
Clarify who was 16 though.
Yeah,
who was 16 and who was 22nd?
We went over this. Wentz was 16, yeah.
Deebo's grasping off.
Just you know, just tuning in.
Hey, Hurts was 17.
Yeah, he's better than Wentz, too.
What was Geno?
Geno was first. He's just Wentz over Wilson. Geno was number one, Deebo.
I don't think Geno qualified for
Scroll
it.
Down to the...
Oh, sorry, Geno was 54th.
That fit. That checks out.
All right.
People act like Carson had like 60 turnovers again last year. He threw 7 interceptions.
And look, by the way, I will say
all 7 of them were really, really bad.
In Debo's defense, that San Francisco game, that was, you're like, oh, okay, maybe this works out. In the rain, he played really well in that game for sure. I'm willing to concede that.
I do think that Debo's sense of how the end of, like, I don't think you're wrong about how the end of the season changed everything for Carson Wentz.
Well, yeah, look, if they have 50 to nothing and have a decent, you know, lose 14-13 rather than playoffs, I think that's right. But I'm sure Chris Ballard had some conversations either with himself or with people close to him midway through the season going, all right, what's plan B going to be? Because I don't feel great about this. I don't know if he had that conversation with Frank Reich or not, but
it's like the Arrested Development guilt where he's like, I've made a huge mistake. Like he's like, that's what Chris Ballard was saying to
himself. And as Breach noted, the Ursay was tweeting that out in August. Guy had been there 2 months or however long.
Wait, he was tweeting it in August?
About the sort of the vaccination leadership stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. The vaccination thing, did he get the worst of it? I guess Aaron Rodgers got the worst of it, but like in terms of the criticism
Aaron Rodgers plays at an MVP level and has his team in the playoffs every year.
And it didn't happen until whenever, November, when people started parsing his words.
I mean, Wentz also got it in week 17 and was able, didn't miss any time, but that's a really bad time to put your team in jeopardy. And I don't know if it affected his play at all, but.
So Stephen O, our guy Sportsline, just came out with the new odds. Washington win total before Wentz is 7.9. What do you think it is after Wentz?
I bet it was
7.8.
Wait, was 7.9?
Yeah.
I'll say 8.0.
I'll say 8.1.
Debo, you want to guess?
11.
It is Breach wins. It's 8.1. So
I win.
What'd you say?
No, because Brinson Price is right.
He said 8.0. I said 8.1.
Oh, I thought you said 7.9.
Well, he got two guesses. He said 7.9 first.
I was joking about 7.8.
So
he was joking and then went up 0.3, Brinton.
So, right. It's virtually unchanged. And here, this might be more damning. Before, for Indianapolis, 10.1, with an average replacement, whoever that may be, an average quarterback, 00 on the back of his jersey. What's the win total now? 10.1 with Wentz? What is it with the average replacement level quarterback coming in?
Well, they only won 9 games last year with Wentz, so I'm going to guess it's.
I'm going to guess
the same.
7.8.
10.1.
Debo?
9.8.
It's 9.8. Yeah.
It's 10.0. So replacement level quarterback.
Wentz is worth 0.1.
Oh, my God.
He's that much better than replacement level, I think, is what Steven
Well, it's because the whole offense revolved around Jonathan Taylor. So if you just bring in a competent quarterback, you should be able to win 9 games. If you bring in a slightly competent quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo, I think Jimmy Garoppolo could win 10 games.
I mean, as much as I'd like to spend another hour talking about Wentz, like what do the Colts actually do besides Jimmy G? Like, what are their...
I mean, by the way, you can point out that he only threw 7 interceptions. I mean, I'm just looking at this game log.
There are some games.
I'm just going to
the Patriots game, like he wasn't used. They hit him, but you know,
at Buffalo, 11 of 20 for 106 yards, a touchdown, and no picks.
No picks. There you go. Against
the Patriots, 5 of 12 for 57 yards, one touchdown, and one interception.
They won 27-17.
Yeah.
Got you there.
5 of 12. He went, I mean, yeah, they won. You look at these games where they won, it's like, it's not, they didn't win because of Wentz. You're not winning because of Carson Wentz.
He won the San Francisco game. I'll give him that.
We'll see. How much of these NFL general managers hate this draft class at quarterback if they're throwing away picks for Carson Wentz?
That's what I was thinking. I was having that same, which made me wonder, 9 still sort of high to draft a quarterback. I think that, or 11 were Washington picks. All right. So let's go through the list of guys that would make the Colts better than if they stuck with Carson Wentz. This is the name at the top of the list, so we'll start with it. Andy Dalton.
I think the Colts would be better with Andy Dalton.
I feel like that's a wash. All right. Cam Newton. Jesus.
It's a different style of football, and Jonathan Taylor is like the feature. I feel like they'd be a little bit better with Cam.
I don't think so.
I'd rather have Cam than Carson.
I mean, it's a half a dozen. Again, I'm just going through the list of free agents. And
sure, I'd rather have Mitch Trubisky than Carson.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of me, though. Tyrod Taylor. I think I'd rather have Tyrod.
I think Tyrod Taylor would be good with it.
He just can't stay healthy. Jameis isn't going there. Would you bring back Jacoby Brissett? Is that better? My question is it better than Carson? I don't think it is.
Probably not.
I think Marcus sure Mariota. What's that, Debo?
Let's make sure we include Mike Glennon and just kind of check our boxes there.
I'll take Glennon over Carson all day.
Yeah, you have to.
Bet you would.
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater's boring. He's not exciting.
Look, we're talking about the Colts specifically. Teddy Bridgewater would be a good fit for the Colts.
What do you think, Debo?
It's marginal.
Oh, boy.
No, like Teddy.
What about my guy, Marcus Mariota?
Oh, Mariota all day.
But he's been terrible in Las Vegas, wherever he is. He has not lived up to expectations. He couldn't. It was I said when he was signed that he was going to beat out Derek Carr and take him to the playoffs. Yeah, he played one snap virtually and then got hurt. And then, of course, you mentioned Mitchell Trubisky, who's on this list. I think, but Debo's right. Like, maybe what Carson once needed was to go to some team for a year that went to the playoffs and sit on the bench, and then everyone forgot about him, and then he would be the hot commodity. Because Trubisky probably still can't hit the broadside of a barn. He's just athletic, and I think he's sort of benefited from being on the same team with Josh Allen.
Well, like, what would the hype be around Wentz if he, like, just got himself right with Brian Daboll and Sean McDermott and Josh Allen in Buffalo this year, and that wasn't Mitchell Trubisky?
And no one cares to get vaccinated.
That's a good point.
If you're the backup, no one cares to get vaccinated, because I think Josh Allen, he may eventually have, but he
Josh Allen got vaccinated.
Yeah, I think originally he was like, I'm going to talk to the, you know, whatever the conversation was, and no one cares if the backup gets vaccinated or not. So yeah, those are the names. I was just, I think they're all average. I think that's sort of the takeaway. Like, there's not a real big difference, but that sort of goes to Stephen O's point that if you have an average quarterback, you can win 10 games.
And also, a lot of those quarterbacks you listed, the Colts wouldn't have to pay them $28 million.
That's right. That's the good point.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of the kicker, is that this guy is being paid an exorbitant amount of money.
So, Debo, if you only could pick two of these quarterbacks, which one are you going to settle on to be the Colts starter next year? Joe Flacco or Mike Glennon?
I think Joe's got a little more left in the tank.
Better hair for sure.
You stop. You stop that.
Yeah, all right. So there you go.
I think the Colts end up with Jimmy G or Mitchell Trubisky. And then I think we'll have a fun conversation basically all season. Maybe not a fun conversation. We'll have a conversation all season comparing whoever the Colts get with Mitchell Trubisky. I mean,
I think that the clear cut winner is obvious, but let's rank the teams in terms of the quarterback trades from the last 2 days.
Is the winner Carson Wentz?
No, I would like
to note that two former Super Bowl winning quarterbacks traded within the past 2 days.
Nick Foles got traded.
Yes, Carson Wentz. Do you think Carson Wentz even is it like okay looking at a Super Bowl ring, or is it bring him like does it?
There was a report from Jeff McClain today that Wentz got upset that the Eagles got better when he got hurt.
I'd be mad about that too.
Well, so I would say he doesn't look at a Super Bowl ring. I feel like it would bring up bitter feelings every time he. It's like looking at your old wedding ring after your wife left you and married someone else.
Oh, she married Nick Foles.
Yeah,
that's who she married.
I don't know if they necessarily got better, but I mean, a lot of my allegiance to Carson Wentz, I think I've explained that, is because I don't think the Eagles won the Super Bowl that year without him. And that was, you know, the best sporting moment of my life. So I feel obligated to stick with him a little bit. But sure. I don't think he necessarily does what Nick Foles did in the playoffs. But the Eagles were 12-1 when Carson Wentz got hurt, and the hottest team in the NFC, NFL, and he was the MVP of the league. So,
oh, here's a fun fact. Who was the last quarterback before Carson Wentz to be traded in consecutive seasons?
I know the answer.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it too.
Oh, you saw it too? Dang. Do you know the answer?
The listeners don't know it.
He's also he was the first overall pick. Thank you,
Brad Sanford.
Brad Sanford, yeah.
And both guys traded at one point by Howie Roseman.
How about that? That's a fun fact.
Sam Bradford's second trade was the first trade both by Howie?
I don't know.
Yeah. Right?
So if we're ranking the trade,
you signed Sam Bradford, they trade for him, right? Or is it, was he?
No, I think I'm blanking out. I thought Nick Foles might have been involved in the package to go to the Rams to get Sam Bradford.
That's right. Good call. Yeah. The Eagles traded for Sam Bradford by giving up Nick Foles and then
drafted Carson Wentz, number two overall.
Traded up. Vikings, yes. When Teddy Bridgewater, what if Teddy Bridgewater replaces Carson Wentz? Wow. There's some sort of crazy cycle going on here, and it involves Howie Roseman and it involves Carson Wentz.
I mean, just from this is like a Eagles fan perspective, but do you think former Eagles quarterbacks, do you think Carson Wentz will be better than Donovan McNabb was when he was in Washington, which was a pretty terrible experience, I think, for Washington fans?
Oh, wow. You're right. I think this could go poorly.
So let me ask you this.
Which is not surprising because Washington has had like 20 starting quarterbacks in the past 4 years. It never works out for them.
So here's the thing. I just counted it up. Since 2000, how many starting quarterbacks do you think the Washington football team Commanders have had?
20. Five.
To start one game?
Start at least one game over the course of these 22 seasons now.
I'll say 25.
Okay. All right. Breach says 25. Debo?
26. No, it's lower. What? It's like 18.
It started at least one game
since 2000. I'll give you the first name.
I think it's probably 30.
Debo, you should stop with your first answer. It's 26.
Yes, I won. Debo tried to price his right knee and then he backed out of it.
And that'll be 27 once Carson Wentz presumably takes the field. But will there be a 28th?
And I mean, you just look at the past few years. The fans of the Commanders have had to sit through Mark Sanchez, Colt McCoy, Dwayne Haskins,
Kyle Allen started four games.
Garrett Gilbert. Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson, who had not played football in like 6 years.
Did you say Mark Sanchez already?
Yeah, he said Mark Sanchez.
Oh, my God.
I mean, imagine that fame. So clearly, if we're ranking the trades the last 2 days, the Denver's number one. Indianapolis is number two, and I think Seattle's number three, and then Washington's a distant fourth. Is that what you said? Oh, yeah. No, Breach Singh said that Seattle's the worst.
I would take Seattle fourth.
Yeah, that might be right.
Well, and you know what? We talk about, like, where is Carson Indies Wentz?
With no quarterbacks.
Where is Carson Wentz on the quarterback scale? And, like, would you rather have had Alex Smith pre-leg injury or Carson Wentz?
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, easy.
Yeah, easy.
Debo? I mean,
can we say Carson Wentz like pre-mental breakdown in 2020? Like if we're doing hypotheticals and we could just rewind time. Yeah, give me Carson in 2019.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me 2019. So you acknowledge that he's had a mental breakdown.
I think that obviously plays a role. I mean, my consistent point last offseason was like, I think Carson Wentz can get back to 2019. Carson Wentz, I never think he's going to get back to 2017 MVP status. And I mean, his numbers were pretty similar to 2019 last year.
So, Brenton,
how would you guys rank? Well, I would just ask real quick. How would you rank the NFC East right now?
Cowboys won by a wide margin. Eagles two.
The Giants have Trubisky or Daniel Jones?
They have Brian Daboll. So I'm going Giants.
The report is that they're going to bring in. Now, the other thing I saw.
Hold on, just finish real quick. I'm going Giants three, and then I'm going Washington four.
I know. I kind of want to get Washington forward just to be like
consensus though on the top two in that order.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I had Washington win in the division a year ago, by the way.
There was some chatter about the Giants bringing in Mitchell Trubisky as a free agent and then trading Daniel Jones potentially even to the Colts.
I thought that was a.
Would you rather have Carson Wentz or Daniel Jones?
I thought they were going to have a competition. I thought that's what the reports were.
It could be either one. I would rather have Carson Wentz or Daniel Jones if you're the Colts.
Find me a quarterback that I would choose Carson Wentz over. That's the.
You
that's
can't.
I think if I'm Frank Reich, I might want Daniel Jones.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, why are you? It's like some huge revelation. Carson Wentz was not good last year, except for the San Francisco game, which I will admit.
We've gone backwards on this podcast.
It's very bizarre to have Wilson taking my spot in the Carson.
We're going to get an email in 15 minutes. Eric DeBertinus has resigned from CBS Sports HQ. We wish him the best in his future endeavors.
My last podcast for sure.
Anything else we need to cover on this lengthy emergency podcast?
Oh, God. 42 minutes of just Carson Wentz bashing. That's too much. Debo doesn't deserve that.
Wentz to the Colts last year, clocked in at like 59 minutes. So we got 17 minutes to go to match that.
I wonder,
me and Debo both thought the Colts were going to win the Super Bowl during that podcast.
I will say that I don't think the Carson Wentz thing will work out with Washington, but I do think that they have at least a similar setup and approach to what Indianapolis, like where they're not bringing Carson Wentz to feature him.
Okay.
They're paying a ton of money and giving up a ton of draft picks. So hopefully Carson Wentz can just not wreck the car.
But why would you pay him 20-something million?
Again, I don't think it's going to work. I think it's a bad move. I'm just telling you what I think their process will be. And like it may end up looking like Carson Wentz wasn't that bad statistically as it did with Indianapolis.
Okay. That's a hell of a strategy.
I am reading.
All right. Anything else?
The tweet from EK, who you mentioned earlier, he is mad because he had to sit through four seasons of Kirk Cousins and now has the knockoff Kirk Cousins.
Carson Wentz, a knockoff Kirk Cousins?
Best case scenario.
Yeah,
that's an upgrade. Knockoff Kirk Cousins is an upgrade from Carson Wentz.
Dollar store Kirk Cousins might be a better.
Either Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz are the same player.
Look how exasperated Debo is right now.
Is
he right there? Get him to come on.
Someone failing to lead their team to the playoffs, just look no further than Kirk Cousins. That team was much more loaded than the Colts.
Fair. That's fair, too. That's fair.
17 Vikings games. Those were empty stats. Better stats, but empty stats a lot of the time.
Debo, would you rather have Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Do you see EK right now?
No, I don't think he's in the office.
Okay, never mind.
We need a picture of him. We need a wellness check on EK. Hmm.
Should we call him?
No. This has been 44 minutes now. Just
all right. Suffice to say, we're not huge fans of the Carson Wentz trade, but Debo tried to sell us on him.
Not his best.
So Washington got worse, and the Colts are TBA.
Marginally better. Yeah, exactly.
I'll add this one last EK tweet. When I mentioned the list of the 26 quarterbacks, his response to that, it was originally tweeted by Brian Fisher. He used to work at CBS. His original retweet to that was, how are there any Washington fans who were born this century after seeing that list of quarterbacks over the last 20 years? And that's also a fair question.
That goes to like Mark Brunell, Jason Campbell.
Oh, Tony Banks, Jeff George, Patrick Danny Werfel. Hasselbeck started 5 games for that team.
It's hard in the streets.
It's hard in the streets, as they say.
All right, that'll do it. That's the Carson Wentz is traded to the Commanders. Carson Wentz. Oh, my. Carson Wentz likely will be the first ever Washington Commanders starting quarterback.
Ooh, Commander Carson.
I don't like that. We're not calling him that.
I already called him.
Yeah.
You're ripping off Schefter's thing. We're not doing it.
If you're going to bet on him to win MVP, bet it now. Good odds.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. For Wilson and Breach and Debo. Brinson, we'll see you guys later.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.